Look at the book of Psalms, just one Psalm, 34, just a few verses, kind of start us off tonight, Psalms 34. Hope you'll open your Bible and turn to it. If you read the Psalms and take your time and meditate and let the Lord speak to you, He will speak to you through the whole Bible, of course, but the Psalms are special. We relate to David so much because David is just telling his insides. He's just really sharing with us that very personal, intimate communication that he had with God. And what you do when you read the psalm, you find what David had, you can also have. And when David is pleading for relief from a burden, you get the same. He's speaking for you. Of course, the Holy Spirit is speaking through David. We understand that. And so the spiritual application to us is really something. Look at it in Psalms 34. I will bless the Lord at all times. I like that. Not just when things are good. At all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and delivered me from all my fears. I like the alls in the Bible, don't you? All my fears. They looked unto him, and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him, and saved him out of all his troubles, all again. I like that, don't you? And as we think on Thanksgiving just a little bit, it's a good time to get together with our families and be thankful. We were singing a while ago, count your many blessings, and we don't do that often enough. Speaking of families, I look around tonight and recognize a number of our families have family visiting, and that's good, and that's one of the great things about Thanksgiving is getting the families together. I met Brother Donahue outside as I was coming in tonight, and he said he thought he had 40 tonight of his family present. Now, if that's so, I want them to all stand. Would you all stand if you're related to Terry Donahue? Look over here. I believe he's got them. Amen. And he's right in the middle of them. Look at the kids. Amen. Well, that's good. And they all claim kin with you, Terry. They all stood. Amen. Thank you, folks. Good to have you tonight. That'd have been good for Roundup Sunday, Terry. But anyway, somebody else got family visiting tonight. Would you stand up and Brother Loman, I know you got somebody there. Tell us who it is. Speak up real loud. Amen. All right. Ray?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Amen. All right. Good. Good. All right.
We have our oldest daughter and her husband born in this Duke, and they have three kids. He's Pastor Faith Baptist Church in McClenny.
All right. Yes, McClenny. Okay. We got some others. Okay. Amen. Jerry, good to see you. Somebody else got family visiting. All right, Brother Jack.
My daughter Eve, husband Jim, one son Jimmy, visited Jack, and Jennifer visited her, sir.
All right. Amen.
My mom and dad here tonight, Roger and daughter.
Amen. Well, I didn't see them over there. How about that? Good, good. Well, that's great. Amen. Tell you what, all right, Sherrill, I didn't see you. All right, amen. Anybody else? Somebody flag at me. All right, I can't see you over, Kevin.
This is my wife's brother, Donnie.
All right, good, good. Tell you what I'm going to do here. We got several of our preachers out of our church. They still claim us, or they just came back to see family. I don't know which. Bring me down some portable microphones. We're going to have a testimony meeting. Already ready? All right, good. Tell you what I want to do. I want to orchestrate it just a little bit here to start with. Somebody up in the balcony, get to Brother Roger Prielhart there and let him stand up and give us a word of testimony, how things are going, how he's doing. Wait till they get to a microphone with you, Brother Roger. You guys ready? You got mics ready? All downstairs? I guess the balcony was too backslidden to have a mic up there. All right, Roger, can you speak up? Stand up and speak up without a mic.
Good to be here tonight. Been 10 years now. Can you believe that?
No. Amen.
So we stayed in the state of Georgia most of the time. We have 72 acres down south of Stockbridge. We're trying to get a church started there. So whenever God says yes, we'll be ready on go. So we'd like to see about 4 or 5 started before we pass on, I guess.
Amen.
But anyway, good to be here with my wife. And we brought her mother down to see Donna's brother up in Orlando. And then we came on down and we'll be heading back the other way. So we're glad to be here tonight to see all these wonderful people and what God's doing, and I love to see that thermometer right there. I always look down.
Yeah, we're praying about that. It's got a ways to go, but amen. Amen. Yeah, our mission conference is right on us, and watch night service finishes off our gauge. Brother Roger's talking about, because he was here with us, our song leader and staff member here for several years with us, and that's a good report, Brother Roger. Glad to hear God is blessing and using you like that. I'm going to call on some of these others, and you guys with the mics try to get to them. Brother Jerry, Jerry McClain, Christy here, would y'all stand up and let the folks see you, and then let your dad there get to you with the mic and give us share a word with us, Brother Jerry.
It's a blessing to be here tonight. We're excited. We've been where we're at about 8 years now. And it's always good to be able to break away. We don't get too much. And just a blessing to see old familiar faces doing what they were doing last time we were here.
Amen.
And that's always a tremendous encouragement. And tonight, a night of Thanksgiving, I'd just like to just thank the Lord for my salvation. And it's directly because of this ministry and the folks here, been able to hear, meet my wife, and grew up here and know so many wonderful memories. But just all of that was because of the Lord. The Lord was involved in it, and we just thank the Lord for that tonight. And just blessed to be here with my family, my wonderful wife, who's put up with me 10 years this year, and the Lord's given us 4 wonderful children, and some mom and dad who let us come back home every once in a while.
Amen. Well, thank you, Jerry. Good to see you and see the family tonight. Of course, the kids are growing. We have a hard time keeping Billy here, she wants to make an excuse to go see the grandkids. But all right, let me see here. Let's get a microphone over, see if we can pick up Brother Brian Stanick. I think he was in the crowd that stood a while ago, wasn't he? Is he over here? There he is. All right. Stand up and give us a share word. Now, Brian's a missionary to I'm probably using the wrong language, but he's going to Israel anyway. Tell us something, Brian.
God's called us the Israeli people in Israel, and we're actually going under the colors of WLVF here in Landmark's Voice of Faith. And we're honored to be here. It's always a blessing to get to come home. Amen. And I have my wife, Karen, and with me tonight, our son, Caleb. And, of course, all the grandchildren and the relatives that we're related to, the other 39? Amen. And it's good to be here. Happy Thanksgiving, y'all.
Amen. All right. Let's see who else. Rodney Noblet's right there close to you. I saw him. Yeah, Rodney.
Thank you, Pastor. I'm just down here to see family and to kind of check on some of our college kids. We have Rachel and Sarah Gilding are gone, but we have Hannah and Tommy Arnold here, and Timmy Duncan's here, and plus we have one more coming down next semester. Timmy's girlfriend is on his way, so she's coming down to keep an eye on Timmy. Appreciate that. We also have a student that graduated from the college last year, Geraldo Miller, is working with our teenagers, and he's doing a tremendous job with the teenagers and working with our music, and Brother Cruz is helping with them quite a bit, And I think he had told me he had 57 in Sunday school one Sunday, so he's just doing a tremendous job. And again, I just thank you so much, Pastor, for the church, the college, the stand. And it was 14 years ago yesterday I stood where you're standing now, and I said I do to my bride right here. And thank God so much that he brought her to my life, and I put up with her for 14 years, so he's good.
Thank you, Pastor. It's expensive getting a cab all the way home. good to hear from you, Rodney, and the good job God's using you to do up there. All right, let me see. I missed somebody else here. I was trying to spot another. Who was it? Well, we got the guys with the microphones. It's Thanksgiving time. And so if you would like to share a word, counting your blessings, something good, something short, you can just raise your hand. One of these young men will get to you with a mic so everybody can hear you, and you can share a word. You might think about it like this. We're thankful for a lot of things, but what one special thing pops into your mind? That don't mean it's the only thing, but something special that pops in your mind would be a good thing tonight to share with us. And it's been kind of traditional with us on the Wednesday night before Thanksgiving that we do this. So this is not brand new territory for some of you. But if you'd participate with us tonight, just raise your hand. Who'd be first? Have we got a mic up in the balcony yet, or we still didn't get one up there? All right. Folks, you in the balcony, y'all just second class tonight. That's all there is to it. And anyway, whoever gets a hand up, we'll try to get a mic to you. All right, Dr. Lee.
Preacher, we'd be remiss if we didn't share with you one of the greatest answers to prayer we've ever had in our life. Our oldest daughter, as many folks here in the church know, was alienated and withdrew from the family for 8 years. She came home on October 30th, and we've had fellowship together. She's off to Michigan with her husband's mother. I got a text on my phone today that we arrived safe. Love you both. And after 8 years, it's just as if, other than filling in the pieces, it's just as if everything is going on as normal. And all we can attribute to faithfully, we just kept praying for her. We kept assuring her that she could break our hearts, but she could never make us stop loving her.
Amen.
And we just want to thank God for such a miracle.
Amen. Amen. All right, we praise the Lord for that, Dr. Lee. Okay, right here, Brother King.
Yes, there's many things I could be thankful for, but you said the one that stood out, and I thought, I'm thankful that we have three children, and they're all saved, and their families are all in churches, and that's just a real blessing. Many times there's heartaches along the way, but we're thankful for that, especially on this Thanksgiving.
Amen. Thank you, Brother King. All right, somebody else. We've got one on the front row. One, all right, Brother Hartwig, right there. And then we've got to have one on the front row here.
Out of all the things to be thankful for, it's being a member of this church, because the one thing I was thinking about, you know, when the wife having her current problems, I had some problems last summer, but the love and concern and care we have for each other. I mean, I know when somebody is hurting and has a need, so many people ask, you know, and pray, and it's just such a blessing just to be in a church like this where there's just so many people just love each other and really care about each other to the extent where they pray very faithfully, and that's such a blessing.
Amen. I tell you what, the Bible tells us to pray one for another, and we may not be the one on the prayer list this week, but it may be next week. All right, somebody else, just keep it going with your hand up. We got Brother Howard right here. All right.
Many of you know that this has been a great year for me. My wife was told we weren't allowed or weren't able to have children, and we've now got two beautiful daughters. One is 2 years old and one is 6 months old.
Amen. Amen. All right. Somebody else, just get your hand up and let's keep going. Brother Jim.
Well, just sitting here listening to Brian and then seeing Jerry and Chrissy and Rodney and Aaron and all those, and then looking around, it's just amazing to be a part of a ministry like the college and see the influence throughout the world that it has. And it's just, thank you. Thank God for doing it.
Amen. All right. All right. There's a hand, two hands in the back right there, one down front here. Just first one you'd get to. Kathy?
I'd like to thank the Lord for this church family and for you, Pastor. But many of you know this time last year I didn't know if I was going to have a husband. But the Lord brought him back home and allowed us to celebrate our 50th anniversary this year. And I'm very thankful for that.
Amen. Amen. All right. Brother Harvey, was it your hand? All right, there's one coming right behind you here.
I'm so thankful to be a member of Landmark Baptist Church and to have the pastor that we have and the great wisdom that God has given him, and so thankful for the salvation. And then I'm so thankful for all the prayers of God's people for me. And there's many times when I know that it's the prayers of God's people that's working in my health and my life and enabling me to go on. And I'm just so thankful to God to be here, to be part of this ministry.
All right. Thank you, Brother Harvey. Keep praying for Brother Harvey. He's still fighting that heart situation, but does all that he can. There's a couple of hands on the very back there, and right here, too. Go right ahead.
Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine.
Amen.
And it's lovely to come here, that the God that we have in Scotland, you still preach him in this church. We discovered you, I think, 10 years ago when it was an anniversary and there was a meal being held for you, and we set out to come and nobody could tell us where you were. But the following year, we got you and we've been coming ever since. So it's a joy to come here and hear Jesus Christ preached by you and your son.
Amen. Amen. Scotland, y'all got that, didn't you? Amen. That's great, brother. Thank you. Just keep finding somebody with a hand up. Brother Gary?
I'm so thankful I can be here tonight and for answered prayer. All the people that have prayed for me, what a blessing it's been. And I'm just so thankful for the love that God gives to his children. And it's a joy to be a part of Landmark's work and our pastors that just continually support everything about our lives. And I appreciate the preaching and I appreciate the power of God that we see here all the time. Thank you.
Brother Gary's been down fighting that cancer treatment, but he's doing better, and he's even back now helping out the ministry for, he's not only teaching in college, but helping out on hospital visitation and other things, and Senior Patriots is cranked up again. So God is still using Brother Gary here. Amen. All right, Brother John.
11 years ago, we had a granddaughter out in Missouri that broke fellowship with the family, and we prayed for her for 11 years. And then in April, she came back to the family, and we was able to go out and see her. We had an 11-year-old grandson, a great-grandson. We hadn't seen the 8-year-old great-granddaughter, and we got to see them. So God answered our prayers. We kept praying. One more is that the guy that everybody knows me knows that I run around in that little power chair or scooter, and I run as fast as it'll go. But the repairman told me the motor was going out on it, and I was going to have to get another one. It wouldn't last very long. Then God blessed us. We had a lady that gave us another chair. It looked just like mine, only a lot newer and runs much better.
Yeah,
and it doesn't have a rod knocking in it.
Does it have two exhausts and a cam? Thank you, Brother John. Somebody back there? Okay.
I praise the Lord this evening for the blessing to be part of this church, Landmark Baptist Church. I am very blessed to be under Pastor Mickey Carter and Stephen. I thank the Lord for their preaching because they are a blessing to my soul. I thank the Lord for all the people that I have met here and for all those that I know for 17 years. You said you've not been here for 17 years. Yes, but my grandson has been here since pre-K. and he's the reason why we are here. Amen. I praise the Lord this evening because he's my Savior, my Redeemer, and my all.
Amen.
I praise the Lord for my husband, for my grandson, and for my daughter.
Amen.
The other, about a few months ago, he was telling my our grandson Alex was telling his mother that he thanks the Lord for being raised in a Christian school,
Amen.
For being in Landmark, because he has learned a lot about God and about morals, and that if he would have been in another environment, God only knows what he would be doing today.
Yes.
I thank the Lord for the program of sports that this ministry has, because all those kids are highly involved in sports, and our grandson is part of them.
Yes.
And I thank the Lord for Brother Shane, who is doing an awesome job as the sport director. Thank you, Brother Shane. May the Lord bless you and your family, as well as all of you, and happy Thanksgiving.
Amen. Amen. All right. Thank you, Sister Schultz. All right, Brother Acree.
Of course, I had a tractor business for 23 years, and of course, they're not building any houses right now. So about a year and a half ago, I had to get a job at Walmart pushing carts. Well, they ask you to write down your availability, what hours and what days, so forth and so on. Well, I said I wouldn't work on Sunday. About 3 months ago, I put in to get off on Thursday for Thanksgiving. Well, they decided because I took one day off that I said I would originally work, even though it was a holiday, this past Sunday, they stuck me down to work. So 2 weeks ago when I found this out, I spent a whole week trying to give my hours away on Sunday to somebody else. I talked to 5 or 6 people, and I never could give it away. So went to the manager that was in charge and said, is there anybody I can give this to? And she says, well, you probably just got to work. And I was thinking to myself, well, I'm not working whether I give this away or not. And so anyway, about 2 hours later, I had a little talk with God. And I said, God, I said, if I can give this away, fine. If not, I'm not going to work it no matter what, even if I lose my job. 1 hour later, I found a young man to take that spot.
Amen.
So that's what I'm thankful for, that Amen. I can stand up for that.
All right. Thank you, Brother David. That's a good testimony. All right. Somebody else. All right, Bob.
I'm thankful for a family and praying that the kids will grow up and turn out right. And those of you just coming in, I'm getting rid of another one next month. But I'm thankful also for the step-up program we've got available in our schools. We go and visit, especially on the bus routes, and I'm forever hearing moms saying, oh, I wish I could put them in the school, I just can't afford it. And this is a way that, you know, they're able to. And I was in the doctor's office the other day, and one of the ladies there knew me, and she's talking about it. She says she's got 3 kids, wishes she could put them in. And she knew about the step-up program, but so I was able to connect her. She had the wrong website. And I got thinking, you know, that's a tool we can use to get the kids into the Christian school that would like to if they've been in public school for a year. And we ought to get that website and be able to pass it on to others. I'm thankful for it.
All right. Thank you. Yeah, we praise God for our Christian school and all those that have been dedicated through all these many years to it. Okay.
I'm faithful. That the flag was still there a long time ago. About when they're booming at it, I'm thankful.
All right, amen. All right, Brother and Sister Rose.
I have a very hard time expressing what I feel in my heart. But 7 years ago, July, I lost a son, 35 years old. But I found out later on that Brother Olstein visited him 3 times in Winter Haven Hospital. And according to my daughter and Brother Olstein, he was saved.
Amen.
And I'm just so thankful the Lord kept nudging me with that Holy Spirit and got my eyes open. And 2 years ago, June, I was saved.
Amen.
And it's so thankful to know that someday I will see my son again.
Yes, amen. God bless you. Thank you. All right, someone else with them. Okay, we give these mics to young men because we zigzag across the auditorium.
Well, I just praise the Lord for his goodness. As you know that Lisa lost her dad this year and I lost my mom this year, but I'm thankful they were saved and I know I'm going to see him in heaven.
Amen. Amen.
I'm very thankful for my family. The Lord's blessed me with a great family and they're a great encouragement to me. And I just thank the Lord that he gave us the strength to go through the loss of our family members this year and that we're going to see him one day.
Amen. Amen. All right. Just a few more minutes here. Somebody else. Okay.
I just like to thank the Lord that no matter where I go, the word of God is preached. And I'm so thankful for this family down here because God's people, just like my Scottish brother said, you know, it's great to be around. And as you brought up Psalm 34, I will bless the Lord at all times. And especially in this, what's going on, Thanksgiving tomorrow, I'll just bless the Lord and just really thankful for the family of God that he has here down in Florida because my family up in New York, they're frozen right now.
Amen. All right. Kevin.
Yeah, I'd just like to thank the Lord for a family that was praying for me when I was away for the Lord. And then I'd like to thank the Lord for the family he's given me, my wife, and recently Elizabeth. And he just fills my cup up every day, and I just thank him for that.
All right. Thank you. Thank you. Okay. Somebody else? In the balcony. All right. Trina? Elizabeth, I'm it close.
I just want to praise the Lord for church family, and I've been waiting for an opportunity to just say thank you. Thank you to the Lord for answered prayers. There's no rhyme or reason why Kristen should be doing as good as she is, except for the Lord's pleasure.
All right, most of you remember all the prayers there, and we praise God for answered prayer. All right, somebody else, okay. Brother McKeon's right here. Come down this way, Brother McLean. And Brother David McKeon here.
I've been kind of holding back on thanking everybody when I went through a stroke and congestive heart failure. After that, I didn't have much time to let people know that I appreciated their time of prayer for me, appreciate the pastor, and I also thank the Lord for my salvation through the blood of Christ.
Amen. Yes, amen. Y'all keep praying for Brother David. He's still not got full use of that arm that stroke took away. All right.
As y'all know, I'm a visitor here, but I'm so thankful for this season, for the faith of my dad and my mom. Because of their faith in God, I have faith in God, and that is just such a blessing. And I just wanted to let them know how much that has meant to me over the years.
All right. Thank you so much. This is, of course, Ray and Marie's son. All right, Sister Harvey.
I just thank the Lord because he's so good to me. I thank him for my family, for my wonderful husband, and for our 7 lovely children and our 18 grandchildren. And I just thank God most of all for the peace that passes understanding. Amen. That he gives to me each day.
Amen. All right. I see Billy walking fast to somebody.
Pastor, I'm Lance Stiegel, and
I just want to thank the Lord for this church. I always know I'm going to hear a great message whenever I come here. I also like to thank the Lord for my grandparents. If it wasn't for them, they've had the biggest impact in my life, and just to thank the Lord for them.
All right. Amen. Amen. Okay. We got about 5 minutes here. Somebody help finish it off. Somebody got a hand up? I can't see. All right. Sister Mesa Smith over here.
I really am so grateful for the prayers of people here in this church. It's been a blessing for my family and for my health. And it's just between that and the preaching, it's fantastic.
All right. Thank you very much. All right. Somebody else. See a hand way back over here, Brother Louis. Got two over there. Okay, Aaron, good.
Well, I couldn't let Ronnie have the last word, and I would like to say that when we were driving here, he kept saying, choose a lane, choose a lane, choose a lane. And after me driving for 6.5 hours straight, I let him drive, and he got pulled over by a police officer because he was swerving. So anyway, I would just like to thank the Lord for my parents. I just love Mom and Dad to death. And the greatest gift they give me, besides my sisters, who are so precious to me, and of course my brothers, is a Christian heritage. And I tell Mom and Dad all the time, you know, anybody that walks the aisle and gets saved at the church, or a teen's life that's changed, or a marriage that's put back together, I look at that as my gift back to Mom and Dad.
Amen.
And I'm also thankful for Landmark, that the same college where I was able to meet Ronnie is the same college that we can send all of our kids to, and I'm thankful for that.
Amen. All right, Brother Donahue is standing up there too, Billy. All right, good.
First of all, preacher, I want to thank God for you. I appreciate you. You'll never know how important you are to my life and my children's lives. We came here because I needed a place for my children, and I knew Brother Carter was a great preacher. And my children found wives and husbands, and because of that, we have 30 grandchildren. And it's just a miracle that two dumb kids from the Bronx like Linda and I were able to go to a little Baptist church that only had 3 pews in it. We walked down the aisle that looked like 100 miles that we had to walk down that aisle when we got saved. And God changed our lives.
Amen.
And I'm just so thankful that I can look around at all of these people around me and realize that God has put us together as a family and as a team. And all through the years, all our ministries, these kids here, the parents, used to do puppet shows and tell stories in church, and now they're working in churches and involved in the ministry, and Kelly working with the college, and Aaron, the pastor's wife, and Beth and in the church, my son Terry up in Jacksonville, and just go on and on, Rena here, and just I'm getting in trouble because I'm going to forget somebody. But I appreciate every single one of them, and they got their roots right here.
Amen.
And I thank God for that.
All right. Terry and Linda's blessing, and the whole family is. And we appreciate them so much. Brother Terry is faithful to head up our security. When you see that light blinking on the car out there, we appreciate his faithfulness being here early and late, all the things that he does. All right. Just maybe a couple more here that we have. Okay, Shane, go ahead. I didn't see you.
Trying to pick one thing. I'm thankful for the school right over here and right over there. I mean, we come into church and we see the mission. Of course, there's a picture of the college. We see the bus board. But a lot of times we don't see the school. We park in the parking lots. But I want to thank the Lord and the pastor for this school right here, because I was sitting here thinking, and a lot of my teachers are still right here.
Amen.
That's what it's about. I mean, Mrs. Gotch is here, and
Amen. Brother Shane's been a blessing since he's been back here with us too, and what he said about the school, the longevity of our workers, our teachers, and the church. There'd be no school without the church. We have to pick up the deficit. Everybody knows that. That's true with the college too. But I believe it's just worthwhile. It just has God's blessing on it, and the devil hates it. So don't expect that it don't coast free. We have our struggles, but by the grace of God, we're still here. I believe we're going to still be here till the trumpet sounds. Amen. All right. That's been good, folks. I've had a blessing. All right. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Gracie. Is this your last word and testimony?
Yes. As most of you know, and as my dad already mentioned, I'm getting married in 23 days. And I'm thankful for my family and, of course, for Brett. And specifically for my parents, because I made a lot of stupid decisions in my life, but I would have made a lot more if it weren't for them. And it's largely due to them that I'm going to marry the right man in a few weeks.
Amen. That's a good one for us to end on here. I don't see anybody else. Don't leave anybody out, but time's about up. But Brother Ogden said a while ago, thanking God for his kids turning out right, and they have. And Grace's testimony there. Best thing in the world is to see young people brought together by the Lord. And sad truth is, the old saying, marriage is made in heaven. I've seen some made in the other place. And if you don't do right, don't let God get in it, that's what will happen. All right, folks, it's been good. We wish everybody to have a good Thanksgiving with your family. And again, we always look to God for all of our blessings and realize where they come from. So let's stand. We will be dismissed in prayer.